do so, we're joined by the head coach of the Denver Nuggets. Fifth season as Nuggets head coach. He led them to 54 wins and a divisional title last season. Denver back in first in the Northwest Division. They're at home against Orlando tomorrow night. Michael Malone is my guest. Michael, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. And as always, love being on the show.
Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing it. Love having you. So you beat New York on Sunday night in a game where you had a big lead. It slipped away somewhat in the third quarter, and then you locked down defensively in the final quarter. I know you're not going to be fired up about the defense in the third, but what did you make of how your guys completely changed in the fourth?
Oh, that was great to see. You know, I thought in that game it was a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde defense. First quarter, great. Second and third, we let go of the rope, didn't defend anybody. And we took a 20-point lead, and then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, the Knicks are up by five. But I give our guys credit. We locked down in the fourth, as you mentioned, held them to 21 points, but more importantly, 29% from the field, and outscored them 20-9 to close the game. So our defense stepped up at the right time, and we were able to get a third straight win at home.
Nuggets head coach Michael Malone joining us. Nikola Jokic, you've been having, I don't know, Michael, what some would describe as a slump, but then he has three straight double-doubles, including a triple-double. What do you make of the way he handled some of those challenges and how he's played of late?
Well, as far as how he's played of late, I think he's been tremendous. And what I try to remind everybody, Jim, is, you know, last year in the playoffs, in his playoff debut, he was one of the best playoff players I saw in the entire playoffs. He played so well, and he set the bar so high. And so earlier in the season, you know, he's averaging 16 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. And everybody's saying, what's the matter with Nikola? And so I think that speaks to his greatness, because not many people can put up those numbers every night. But to your first point, he has been playing great as of late. Last five games, he's at 22 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. Been shooting the ball very well, especially from the three-point line, which was a struggle for him early in the year. And I think people forget, you know, he's still a young player. And, you know, going through that kind of early season struggles and, you know, having your confidence maybe shaken a little bit, and, you know, just talking to him, letting him know how important he is to our team and how we need him to be aggressive. And I don't care if he's missing shots, just to keep on taking those shots, because we need him to, and everybody feeds off of him. So Nicole is back to playing at a great level. Tough road trip for us, but I'm proud of the fact that we've come home and won three in a row with two more games to go in this five-game homestand.
We're talking to Michael Malone. Now, Sunday was the three-year anniversary of the game where you put Nikola in the starting lineup, and it seemed like everything changed. What do you remember about that decision at that time, and did you have any sense that it would turn out as amazing as it has?
Well, I can't say that I knew that it would turn out as well as it has, but going into that, we came off of a really bad loss at Dallas, and I was bringing Nikola off the bench at that time, and he had a great rookie season, Jim, as a center. And that second year was playing him at the four a little bit with Jusuf Nurkić, and then it kind of hit me after that big loss in Dallas. I said, you know what, here's this young kid who had an amazing rookie season as a center. I felt I was doing him an injustice, playing him as a power forward. Tried to play the two bigs at times with him and Nurk out there together. Didn't go as well as we had hoped. And it was just, you know what, we're gonna make a commitment to him, a style of basketball, play through him. I saw and knew that his IQ, his passing ability, and his unselfish nature was going to be a big boon to the offense, and he was going to make everyone around him better, which all great players do. And, you know, it's taken off since then. You know, obviously, we're back playing at a high level offensively, but since that point in time, we've had a top five offense, and Nikola is a huge part of that.
Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone breaking it down, talking some ball with us. Michael, what about Will Barton? 16 points and 9 rebounds and 4 assists in that win over the Knicks. He went through a really challenging season last year. He told Kendra Andrews, when you have a year like that, quote, you can either feel sorry for yourself, make excuses and quit, or you can go harder and prove to yourself who you really are, end of quote. So how much has he meant to the team so far this season?
Oh, Will has been phenomenal. And you're right, Jim. He had a second game of the season last year, he gets hurt. He misses 40 games. And now the hard part is for a player like Will, who comes back, he's a starter for us early, and he's joining a team 40 games later that's playing at a high level, that's in a great rhythm. And it's tough as an individual. How do I fit in with this group while also trying to get my rhythm back? And it was a challenge. And during the playoffs, I wound up taking him out of the starting lineup, and I started Torrey Craig, and that worked well for us at that time. Going into this season, Will was probably in our gym more than anybody the whole summer. totally committed himself to getting healthy, getting his body right, and working on his game. And as you mentioned, early in the season, it's 25 games only, but Will's at 15 points. He's our second leading rebounder at 7 rebounds per game. He's shooting 41% from the three-point line. And for me, he impacts the game in so many ways, scoring, rebounding, playmaking. And with that starting group, he's just calmed down. He realizes now that I don't have to make the play every time. I just got to make the right play. And he's trusting his teammates, and his teammates are trusting in him. And it's been really fun to watch how Will has bounced back from a tough season last year. And he's healthy and playing at a really high level for us.
We are talking Nuggets basketball. Head coach Michael Malone back on the program. So, Michael, you and the organization had such a big year last year, and we spoke over the summer about that. As you were preparing for this year and the hype was building once again, one of the first messages to the team in camp was sacrifice. Why was that a topic that you wanted to hit right out of the gate?
Well, it was really important for us to talk about it going into camp because if you look at our roster, Jim, we have 7 players on our roster that are going into the last year of their contract. You know, and when you have that many players, obviously, players, when they're in those kind of situations, usually are worried about, I got to get my numbers because I got to create value for next year. And the message that myself and Tim Connolly, our team president, were giving to our team was, you got to sacrifice because we're a deep team, we're a talented team. And it's not just about individually your numbers. You will be better off if you're part of a winning team. Organizations in this league, they want guys that have been around success. They want guys that are coming from winning cultures. And that has just as much value as saying, I scored 12 points and averaged 5 rebounds on a team that won 20 games. So the other part of it is, as I mentioned, our depth. I can't play 12 guys a night. And so we had a team that won 54 games last year. We've got guys back healthy. We've added Jeremy Grant. We've added Michael Porter, who is finally healthy. So if you're not playing, you have to stay ready. That's your professional responsibility to stay ready because your number will be called at some point. And we're only 25 games in, and guys have been in the rotation. They've been out of the rotation. But I give all of them credit, Jim, because even when they weren't playing, I can call on Malik Beasley. He can go out there and help us win a game. A Juancho Hernan Gomez, a Torrey Craig, a Michael Porter. Those 4 guys right there are the ones that kind of are fighting 4 guys for 2 positional minutes. And they've all bought in. They all have sacrificed, and I think they're putting team first ahead of their individual goals and wants.
Nuggets head coach Michael Malone joining us for a few more moments. Now, Michael, you and I have talked in the past about your days at Foot Locker and your absolutely legendary reputation that you have as a grinder and the work that you put in to get to where you are right now. What's it like for you to be the guy who coached the All-Star game last year, who won a divisional title, who gets a ton of love as one of the best coaches in the NBA, to be in the position you're in right now? What's that like?
Sometimes it's surreal, and to be very honest. You know, I have to constantly step back. I never take it for granted. You know, I grew up in a gym. My father was a high school coach in New York City, college, NBA, following in his footsteps. But I feel really, really blessed because there's only 30 head coaches in the NBA. And there's a million people that would love to be in my position. So I love the fact that I work for a family in the Cronkies that continually believe in me and support me. I work with a tremendous front office and Tim Connolly, Arturis Karnišovas, and we constantly communicate with each other. We challenge each other. We collaborate with each other to make sure that we're doing things together and building this right. And to go from year one when I was in Denver, taking over a team that won 30 games, to be here coming off of a season where we won 54, got to the Western Conference semifinals, and won a division title, by no means are we satisfied. We have still a lot of work to do, but you feel good about who you work with, the job you're doing, and the fact that me and my family love being here in Denver as a part of this great organization. So I love it. I feel blessed, and I continue to give everything I have every day to this team, to these players, into this city.
So one more thought about that, Michael. I mean, you do love it, and you love the grind, you love the work, but still, it can beat you down if you let it. As an example, Monty Williams talks about the days when you were on his staff in New Orleans, and you were constantly working, but you loved it so much. It is a business, though, that can wear you down because of the pace, the travel, and the intensity. So I'm curious, how do you go about relaxing during the season and after games, or do you just go from one game to the next because you love that grind?
No, you definitely love the grind. If you don't love the grind, you can't survive in the NBA. It's an unforgiving business. 82 games, playoffs. We just got done with 8 games in 12 days, 3 games in 4 nights. But you can never relax because it's another challenge, another game coming right at you. So I do love the grind. But for me, And I got this from Mike Brown, who I worked for in Cleveland for 5 years. Big family guy. Monty Williams, when I went to New Orleans after that, another really big family guy. But for me, I have to balance my job out with my family, being a husband, spending time with my wife. I have two young girls, a freshman in high school, a seventh grader, being involved in their lives as a father, in their extracurricular activities. And then for me, sometimes it's just like I've gotten into biking. So just getting away, going on a bike ride and burning off some of that stress, and finding time for yourself. I think most coaches that get into some of these problems, because this is a tough business at times, they don't have balance. And for me, that balance will always be family first. And then anytime I can get out on a bike ride or work out and look out for myself, you have to do that. Because if it's just grind 24/7, 365, I think you're going to have a very, very short shelf life. And I don't want to be one of those guys. When I come to work, Jim, I want to have juice and energy that our players can feed off of. I don't want to come in to work defeated and tired, because the players also feed off of that, and that's something I would never want for our group.
And I can't say how much I love that answer, Michael. Michael Malone joining us. I love that answer. One last thought and a quick follow, because you mentioned Mike Brown. Michael, I used to talk to him quite a bit when he was with the Browns. I'm glad you brought him up. I don't think that he's ever really gotten the respect. Maybe those who know, but I'm not sure that he generally gets the respect from the fans that maybe he deserves. What was he like to work with and work for in Cleveland, and what do you make of the job he did there?
I tell you, the funny thing about that job, Jim, is I didn't know Mike Brown at all. And usually in this business, when you get hired somebody, there is a previous connection relationship. And I didn't know Mike from Adam. He didn't know me from Adam. But prior to that, Mike getting that job, I was on an NBA trip with Greg Popovich, and Coach Pop got me that job in Cleveland. And that's why I owe him so much. But Mike Brown, what I loved about Mike is this, and I tell everybody, he was a first-time head coach who had absolutely no ego. Mike was a guy, he was truly selfless. If I could give something to help our team in a huddle, in a practice, he had no ego. He wasn't worried how it looked. He didn't care about the optics. Mike just wanted to win. That's all he cared about. And I would agree with what you said. I don't think Mike Brown has ever gotten the recognition he deserves. And as coaches, we realize this. When we win a game, it's going to be LeBron James played great in Cleveland. It's going to be Nikola Jokic. And when we lose a game, it's going to be Mike Brown's fault and my fault. That's just the nature of the business. We all understand that. But Mike Brown took over a team that had not made the playoffs, instilled a defensive identity, got LeBron James to buy into that. And we had, in that five-year stretch, I think the best record in the NBA, winning 66 games 1 year, 61 another year. And we just never got a chance to win a championship. We got to the finals in year two and never got any closer. But Mike was great to work for. I still stay in touch with him, and I'm still indebted to everything he did for me and my family.
One of the best in the business, 5 years in now as Nuggets head coach, led Denver to 54 wins and a division title last season. They are back in first in the Northwest and back at it tomorrow night at home against Orlando. Michael Malone, my guest. Michael, that's how you close the show. I appreciate the relationship, and it's always great to have you on the show, Michael.
Yeah, same here. Appreciate you having me on, Jim, and happy holidays to you and yours, okay?
You too, Michael. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Great to have you back. Love that conversation. Michael Malone, head coach of the Denver Nuggets. He crushed that, didn't he?